In recent months, judges on both sides of the Cascades have found the state of Washington in contempt of court. At issue is access to psychiatric care for people with severe developmental disabilities. These are people who've been found to pose an imminent risk to themselves or others, but are languishing in local hospitals. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has one family's story.
Last fall, Dawn Ackerman moved her brother Fred to Washington from Texas. Fred is 51 and has been diagnosed with severe intellectual disabilities, along with something called intermittent explosive disorder. Dawn hoped Fred would get better care here. Instead, over the past many months, she's come to regret her decision.
In hindsight, we probably would have left him down there.
The story begins last November when Fred violently lashed out at Dawn and her husband. The police were called. With no crisis intervention beds available, he was taken to the emergency room at Providence St. Peter's Hospital in Olympia. There, Fred was found to meet the criteria for involuntary commitment at a state psychiatric hospital. But there was a long wait list, so Fred remained at St. Peter's. As the days passed, Dawn says Fred's behaviors got worse, and the hospital had to take steps to protect its staff.
It was scary, I think, for the staff, and they put a 24/7 security guard on him, and they also had a CNA in the room, so they had two fully staffed 24/7 people in his room.
At times, Dawn says, her brother had to be physically restrained.
He was like, "I'm stuck, Dawn, I'm stuck," and that's all he could say. I'm like, "I'm sorry."
Fred didn't like being stuck in the hospital. His family wasn't happy he was there either. And it turns out, the hospital wasn't pleased. Eventually, Providence did something drastic. It went to court to force the state of Washington to take Fred off its hands.
It's not the ideal situation. It's not what we want to have to do.
Michelle James is the chief nursing officer at St. Peter's. She says hospitals play an important safety net role, but are not the appropriate place to care for a developmentally disabled person with severe behavior issues.
We don't have the resources and the environment that that particular person needs to really thrive.
In December of last year, a judge ordered Fred move to Western State Hospital. When that didn't happen immediately, the court found the state in contempt and imposed sanctions. $60,000 in fines later, the transfer finally happened. Fred had been at St. Peter's for 3 months. His sister Dawn is still angry it took so long.
What they are doing is so very wrong and immoral, and I can't believe they get away with it legally.
But what happened to Fred is not an isolated case. Over the past 18 months, the Providence Hospital System has sought court orders in Olympia and in Spokane to require the state psychiatric hospitals to take over care of developmentally disabled patients who've been involuntarily committed. When the state has been slow to act, court commissioners in both places have imposed contempt fines.
We do follow the court's orders when we have the appropriate spaces to get them in.
Sean Murphy is the Assistant Secretary for Behavioral Health at Washington's Department of Social and Health Services. He says bed space at Western and Eastern State Hospitals is at a premium, and he doesn't think whether someone sues should have a bearing on where a patient is on the wait list.
I do believe that it is important to recognize that there are lots of competing interests, and we want to serve the folks who need the resources the most.
In Fred's case, his eventual move to Western State Hospital was not the end of the story. In fact, the situation repeated itself this summer when Fred was released back into his sister's care. There was another incident, and he ended up back at St. Peter's. Once again, the hospital went to court. Fred is now back at Western State. It's a cycle his sister hopes soon comes to an end, and he can find a stable placement in the community. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.